Was it ever in doubt? The WNBA champions for 2022 are the Las Vegas Aces. 26-10, tied for the league's best record with the Chicago Sky. But there was only one team standing at the end. The Connecticut Sun took the Sky out in the semifinals. And the Aces standing all alone. Becky Hammon in her first year as a WNBA head coach, as a head coach at all, leads the franchise, who she captained for so many years in San Antonio, in a different city with different name and a different color. But it's all the same franchise. And Becky Hammon, once again, cementing her legacy with the Stars Aces franchise. It's absolutely incredible. This is the first $1 million woman, first $1 million head coach in the WNBA ever. Record-setting contract, unprecedented control, because they had to throw everything but the kitchen sink at Becky Hammon to get her to come to the WNBA after NBA teams were knocking on her door. Now, they were knocking, looking around the corner and going away, but they were still knocking on the door. So that's the kind of competition you had. You know, Portland, she was up for that job. Interviewed for a handful of jobs, but ultimately chose to come to the WNBA after years on an NBA head on an NBA coaching staff, one of the best franchises in the league. So you see this $1 million contract. And another reason why this was all but inevitable, you look at the players on this team, and it was a complete team effort. I don't need to say that to you. You can go look at the stats, look at the highlights, watch the game tape. Aja Wilson, the league MVP. It's not her first MVP either. Kelsey Plum, the NCAA's all-time leading scorer this year, the All-Star Game MVP, really coming into her own, leading the team in scoring. So they had the league MVP, but the league MVP didn't lead the team in scoring during the regular season. And neither player led the team in scoring during the postseason. It was Chelsea Gray, the team's fourth leading scorer during the regular season, who shot up above 20 points per game and hit key shot after key shot. There was no stopping Chelsea Gray in the postseason, and the team didn't taste an elimination game, but they sure tasted that champagne when they lifted that trophy over their heads, took it to the locker room, and hopped on the private jet on the way back to Las Vegas, a city full of parties. A city full of parties. But the biggest party in town tonight is the Las Vegas Aces.